You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
We have faith in you. We are back. The lightning didn't hit, but I can't even talk. That's from the lightning. The lightning really struck last week. We're sorry we didn't make it on, but we're on now, and hopefully, I'll be able to talk today.
You're right.
That's right. I hopefully will be able to talk today. This is Michael, your host, and this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the radio show that's catered for the blind, the visually impaired, and the sighted. We hope we are the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. Let me tell you right now who's in the studio today. To my right, my lovely and beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the June 18, 2017 edition of, guess what, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And our co-host today, Mr. Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back.
And we have a guest in the studio today.
Me too.
That's right. His name is Tom Sheldon. Tom, why don't you say hello to folks?
Good evening, everybody.
All right.
That's Tom. He's all the way from a place called Ocoee. In case you guys haven't heard of Ocoee. That's right.
He must have walked.
That's right.
Hey.
Well, that's the second, Gary.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, for those folks who don't know, this is Father's Day.
That's right.
And for those folks who don't know it, I want to say thank you so much for those who do know and did know. Thank you for all the cards and people that called up and wished me happy birthday.
It was a milestone.
I've got to interrupt now, Michael,
because
I was going to say happy birthday
to you. That's
right. And me and Lynn are going to, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so
much.
And next we have to say something about a young man who's behind the screen.
Right.
Chris Shaw.
Hey,
Mike.
Happy Father's Day.
It's happy Father's Day to Chris Shaw, but he just had a little baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
So tell me about the little baby.
Well, before I tell you about the baby, here's my rendition to you. I just want to get that to you, Mike.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, Mike.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
All right, I'm through singing. That's
all right, so tell us about
my
baby.
I'm going to talk to you because
my track is over.
Chris Shaw, the engineer, the producer behind the scenes, tell us about the baby.
Yes, we're all excited.
Yes, about two weeks ago on a Thursday night, I had a little one come into the world.
Yay.
7 pounds, 6 ounces, 21 inches long. So she's going to be a little bit taller than me, and I'm a little jealous, but it's fine. Baby girl. Beautiful, healthy, and I mean, she...
All fingers and all the toes are there.
Every last one of them, and she has now started sleeping at night, so I'm really excited.
Wow. So what's your baby's name?
You ready for this?
We're ready.
Whew. Listen, I want you to hear it real good.
Okie dokie.
Her name is... Zamaria. Yes.
Would you say that again?
Zamaria.
Am I saying it right?
You spelling it right?
Go ahead and spell it.
Don't do that to me. Not right now.
Zamaria.
I got it. Z-A-M-A-R-I-A.
Well, welcome, Zamaria.
Welcome
to
this.
Wonderful.
What about a middle name? Any middle name?
Yeah. Zamaria Lee.
Lee was easy. Zamaria is the first.
Well, we were going to tell everybody last week, but...
Okay.
Thanks to the lightning. Now, wait a minute.
I got to tell some other news.
We have other business.
Our daughter Desiree just got married.
Hey! Wow. Congratulations.
To the fabulous Jerry Gross.
Congratulations.
Jerry Gross. And our daughter Desiree is now married.
That's been a long time being there, Mike.
A long time. She became MRS, Mrs.
We wanted to say all this last week, but we couldn't because of the weather.
Yeah.
And I have a couple shout-outs. And congratulations, Jerry.
Jerry and Desiree, if you're listening, congratulations from our place in the space That's right.
Okay.
Why?
I have a couple shout outs, and I hope she's listening.
I wasn't finished my statement. You interrupted me. Wow.
Okay, we'll keep going then.
Nothing. I'll let you talk.
All right. I wanted to give a shout out to Verrill from Sorrento, and I hope you're listening, Verrill. We didn't forget you. With the weather, we couldn't say hello. And then I'd like to give a shout out to Anessa from United Way. And we met Anessa last week at a seminar. So welcome to our listeners out there and to our listening audience, Anessa. Good to have you on board. All right.
So this is Father's Day.
And I want to give a shout out to my grandson, Brady.
I think you should say it person.
You should say it personally.
In person.
He's on the line. Oh, by the way, wait. Before we go any further,
what?
We have to say the phone number in case you want to call in. Number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me say it again. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. You got it? Let's lay it with Braden. Braden, where are you calling from, Braden?
New York.
New York.
He's in New York now. He's on vacation.
He's not in Texas.
You're calling from Braden. New York. Okay, Braden.
You having a good time?
Yeah.
Do you seen anything special? Have you been up there yet?
No.
No?
You're gonna though, ain't you?
How old are you?
Eight.
You're gonna be nine?
July 30th.
I'm about to be nine in a month and a half.
No kidding. I'm gonna let you be nine. Okay. Well, thank you for calling
in. So you called in on Father's Day, huh? Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, Braden. And I thank you so much for calling in. And you are our youngest, longest listener.
Yay.
And calling in her.
That's right.
I'll see you soon.
Love you, Grandpa.
All right. Love you, too. Talk to you later.
Bye, Braden.
Bye, Braden.
That was sweet.
Bye.
He's so sweet. All right.
Let's talk about something. On the serious note, this is Father's Day. Now, for those who never heard a statement, and I want to say it now because it's very important to our community, whether you're sighted, whether you are visually impaired or blind, I'm going to say something from a movie. And I love this movie. For those who don't know the movie, it's called Rocky Balboa.
Adrian.
That's right. That was part of the movie, Adrian. That was Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it was. But Rocky Balboa at the end was about him and his son.
Right.
And he said something in this movie that I'll never, never forget. And I've said this in speaking engagements. And I want to say it now because it's very appropriate. And let me say it. I'll say it slow. Rocky said to his son in this movie this statement, and I'm going to say it now. Hopefully, I'll say it right. He said, "It's not how many times you've been knocked down, but it's how many times you get up, and what you do is when you get up." Now, let's just look at that for a moment. Us people, whether it's bad English or not, I'm just saying that again. Us people who are blind, like Gary and myself, who are blind, you could say it's unfair. Well, I guess you say God made it this way because he made us, and for whatever reason, I'm blind. Gary's blind. Gary's totally blind. I have a tiny bit of sight. Not much, but a tiny bit. And I've been knocked down a few times with my blindness, with my cancer. So many things have knocked me down. But I can only say it's how many times you get up and what you do with what you get up. Thinking positive, coming back, come on back, coming back. And what you do and how you walk strong after something happened to you that's unfair. So those folks are listening to this show that have been knocked down and you say it's unfair. Why me? I can only say it's what you do with your life now that you lost whatever, your blindness. And we always say there's more to life than your eyesight. And whatever it may be, I can only tell you this past week, I've spoken to people that aren't blind, they're sighted. And Lynn can tell you some family members are, one person only has 2 weeks to live. and they have their sight. So I can only say to you what was told to me. Think about this. There's more to life than your sight. Be glad that you can walk. Be glad that you're in good shape, using those words. Because, as I said, it's not what you do when you get knocked down, it's what you do when you get up. So this is what the show is all about. When you ask what the show is all about, it's to bring positive things to your life. We're going to break. We got a lot more. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tom Sheldon. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143. Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Oh, my Papa, to me.
We'll play that again. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And by the way, that was Eddie Fisher, Oh My Papa. We'll be playing that again later on.
You know who else sung that really good, Michael?
No.
Gomer Pyle.
He could sing that song really good. Right. See if you can find that in the archives. Gomer Pyle.
He did it very good.
I want to talk to Tom Shelton. Tom Shelton's got a business here in Ocoee. If you ever need lab work, it's called Any Lab Test Now. Did I say it right? Any Lab Test Now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tom Shelton is the owner. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So tell me, Tom. Tell the audience. So what makes Any Lab Test Now so different from all the other lab works out there? What makes yours so different?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it, and happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
You're quite welcome.
With Any Lab Test Now, what we provide is affordable and convenient lab testing services to consumers as well as businesses. So we cater to people that don't have insurance or have a high deductible plan and can't afford getting lab work done. So customers can come to our facility. We can provide a doctor's orders for them. They can walk right in the door. No appointments are necessary. Customers are in and out the door in less than 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, we're averaging about 8 minutes per customer right now.
You know what I don't like about a lot of lab work? And I don't know if your lab is like this, but I don't like to go in where I go and...
Don't mention names.
I'm not mentioning names. But what I don't like about them is they're always so crowded. They're coughing on you and everything else. Are you like that too?
Oh, no, sir. In fact, in our waiting area, I have five chairs.
You're kidding, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Because we want you to be able to get back to your day.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to spend all day, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours just to get your blood drawn. You know, you want to come in, get your blood work done, and get back to your life, get back to your family, get back to your job. And we're able to provide that to consumers.
Well, to me, it's not just the amount of time I'm there. It's also I'm going to get sick with other people who standing around coughing on me. I don't want to get their sickness, whatever they got.
Absolutely. So like I said, we try to get people to come in outdoor. You meet one of our great medical assistants that work there, so you have a familiar face every time that you come in. It's a very open facility, so it kind of like has a medical spa type of feel. So you feel comfortable, you know, coming in. You know, at the end of the day, you are paying us money for me to stick you with a needle. So we try to make it as nice and pleasant for you as possible.
So you take insurance or you don't take insurance?
We do not deal with insurance.
Oh, you don't?
No, and by us not taking insurance, that's how we're able to provide affordable pricing. Like, to give you an example, a lot of people go to get a lipid panel done or CBC done. Those tests are only $49 with us. $49, that's it if you don't go through your insurance. And you get the results back in 24 to 72 hours.
The only cost of it, if they don't have insurance, is $49.
Yeah, for those specific tests.
And also, you're giving a discount, right?
Yeah, and if they come in and mention radio, we're going to give them a $15 off that already low price.
$49 radio.
Wow. Well, he wants just radio. Just say radio.
Yeah.
And it's nice because we're right here in Ocoee. That's why, I love this station, here to be able to support the local community. There's a lot of people in this area and other areas that need help.
Tell people where it's at.
Yeah, so we're located at the corner of Good Homes Road and West Colonial Drive
and
Good Homes Plaza. So 8975 West Colonial Drive.
Do you do all kinds of lab work?
Oh, we offer over 8,000 types of lab services.
No kidding, 8,000.
Yeah, so we are a collection facility. So we collect for over 60 labs across the country to be able to do that.
What about these people that have to get blood work before they get a job?
Well, yeah, a lot of times for the drug testing.
Yes, the drug
absolutely
testing.
We do the drug testing. We can do the typical urine collection, blood, hair, nails. We do the full gambit to be able to help out employers and, potential employees as well.
So you actually do a lot of the lab tests right there, or are they sent out somewhere?
We send them out, so we collect it. Okay. And then when we use some familiar names that you're used to be able to process the lab work. So think of like the big name labs that you're aware of. We're their retail front.
So you're the needle man.
we're the needle man.
That was very clever, Gary. Instead funny. Of the middle man, like the needle man. I like
needle
that. Needle
my new
very
tattoo.
Hey, don't needle me.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, so we offer clinical testing, toxicology testing. We do DNA testing.
Wow, which that's is, a big thing now. Wow,
yeah, so man. We do the legally admissible paternity testing, which a lot of people out there need. And we also do the, we just launched the ancestry type DNA testing.
That's what I meant. So, when I said it. Yeah. Wow, you're and doing that?
Yeah, it's really exciting. There's been a big demand for it out there. And the lab that does it, it's actually the most accredited DNA lab in the globe that works on doing this lab. So it's a great test if
everybody
people
want
to be able to get that done. Yeah.
Heritage.
How much is that?
So that's actually $199. It's on sale for $189.
$180.
Well, it's an ancestry DNA test.
Yeah, it's more complicated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then if they mention the slash radio, yes.
Yeah, they get another $15 off.
We can take the $15 off of that. Absolutely.
And then we also advertise that on television, that DNA.
Yeah, it's a different company.
No, I'm not saying it's
but we got the, great results. They would be very pleased.
They're very expensive on television.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're a lot cheaper.
I'd like to think so. Yeah. I think you get the better quality product.
But the biggest thing I like about it, you're in and out of 15 minutes.
And it's open on the weekends,
and
on Saturdays.
And you only have a few people there when you're in and out, so that's pretty good, too.
Oh,
so you don't have to get sick while you're waiting.
What are your hours on Saturdays?
So we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow.
So there's no need for an appointment, or can you make an appointment?
You can make an appointment, but it's not necessary. You can walk right in. You might wake up that morning and say, you know what, I've been telling my wife I need to get my cholesterol checked. I haven't been doing it.
You don't need
I'm
going
to go do it right now before I go to work. Come right
That's
in.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Because normally we go online and we reserve.
So remember the name. Any lab test now.
In Ocoee.
In Ocoee.
And what's the shopping center?
It's in Ocoee.
Good Homes Plaza.
Phone number.
407-930-8200.
One more time.
407-930-8200.
And you're in the phone book anyway. Just remember the name. Any lab test now
in
Ocoee. In Ocoee.
Very good.
In
call
Ocoee, Florida.
Today.
Yeah, call today. Well, we don't have to call today. Call Monday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But anytime you need lab work, just remember this. Any lab test
now.
And don't forget to mention radio so
That's
you get
right.
your discount.
Yeah, don't forget
Absolutely.
To mention.
The additional $15 off already low prices.
Yeah, $15 off when you mention radio.
If you
have to mention.
You're going
to
swat yourself in behind that
radio,
you wasted $15.
Yeah. Right. $15 could take you out to lunch.
That's right. To get those chicken wings to up your cholesterol.
Yeah,
and
there
get
you
lab
go.
Test.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. You're right near my
is.
Favorite.
I've already, ding, ding, I've already realized that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wingstop.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're right up the road.
Low Wingstop.
Yep.
So anyway, Michael,
okay,
you ready
trivia
to go to
time.
Trivia time. I don't know if our engineer is
our engineer here. He left town.
Around. He might be outside.
I think he's outside with
we
his
got,
wife.
We
and
got
the
a
baby.
We got a number though, Michael, that I really encourage now because everybody's going on vacations and we don't want them to miss our show. So all you have to do is pick up your phone and dial 518-712-0057, and it's free.
It's anywhere in this country.
712-0057, and that's anywhere in this country. You can pick it up while you're on vacation, which I'll do next month.
That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
We're going to trivia time. The first trivia, and don't forget, here's the phone number for trivia, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
My papa, to me,
oh, this was a trivia.
I'm sorry. I pulled up what you told me to pull up. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't know my papa.
Is that Gomer Pyle?
Yeah, Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle.
Boy, he's good.
Oh, yeah. That's why it just sounded the same.
That's why I heard the song before.
All right. I got you. Ready? Here's the trivia.
Play that later. Here's trivia. Do trivia. Here's trivia. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
You're my love. You're my you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Do you stay?
Chris likes the song.
let you be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's home.
Nobody is going to guess this one. I'm betting nobody gets this
don't
one.
Say that. You
this
never
one
know.
Is back in the 50s. We had this record. We were distributors for this
1961,
record.
1961, actually.
Are you kidding?
No, 61?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was 1961. I would have said 1959.
I could be wrong,
61.
But when I looked it up, it
okay.
says 61.
Well, this was a big song, and the leader of this group, after you guess it, but nobody's going to guess it, I'll tell you where he originally was. He was from another group, and they had a big record. So he came from another group, and he started this group because the first group broke up, and that was a good group.
You see, back in the day, you could switch groups and still be
that.
Friends with everybody.
That's correct. That's correct.
You can't do that no more.
Yeah. Anyway, the next trivia song everybody's going to get, that I'm sure. But this one, let's see if anybody gets it. 407-894-1680. Okay? So, is the phones ringing? No. I don't think it'll ever ring on this one. 407-894-1680. Nobody's going to get this. Pennsylvania. Anybody? Anybody in Orlando going to get this? I doubt it. Anybody going to get this in Ocoee? I doubt it. 407-894-1680. And nobody's going to get this. In...
Can you play a little bit more of it?
Nobody's
going to
get it.
Yeah.
I'll tell them in about 2 minutes. I'm going to tell the answer because nobody's ever going to get it. It's a good song, though.
I know the song very well, but I just don't know who it is.
Monday and Tuesday went by. It
was 407-894-1680. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's
right. But I made a promise that you trade.
Okay, that's the song. In two
don't,
minutes
don't
more.
Tell the answer. There's
I'm not
going to
tell
line.
The answer. 2 minutes. Let's see if anyone can get it. Who's on the line? Anybody on the line? 407-894-1680.
Why don't you tell him, Tom? Tell him who's on the
Tom
line.
Tom know it.
Tom's going to read the monitor.
Oh, from Pennsylvania. Robert from Valley Forge.
Robert from Valley Forge. Yeah. Who is it, Robert?
He knows it.
Come on, Robert.
Robert, you there? Robert from Valley
Forge.
You there?
Maybe he had a lightning strike up there.
We don't hear him.
No. Wow. He's
Robert.
He usually has a good connection.
Yeah. Well, could be storming up that way, too. Who knows?
Hey, Chris, we can't hear him.
Hello, Michael.
There you go. Here you go.
There he is.
Hey, Robert from Valley Forge, what do you say there, Robert?
I'm saying Chef in the Limelight.
Oh, come on. I can't believe you got it.
You got it.
All right.
I can't believe it. You got it.
Who could have known all these old records up in the attic would do me good one day?
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
Very good. I can't believe you got it. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts where they have ice cream and donuts. I can't believe you got it. I cannot believe. Shep in the Limelight. But let me tell you, do you know where he came from, Shep in the Limelight? Shep.
No.
Shep was the lead singer from a group that... they would call the Heartbeats. The Heartbeats.
Yep.
Oh, now, did you ever hear the Heartbeats?
Yep. All five of them?
I think I have some of them records upstairs.
Well, they had a huge record.
There he goes.
A huge record. Do you know who? I'm going to do the opposite now. The Heartbeats had what song that was a big record back in the 50s? It was a very big record.
It's not coming to me, Mike.
Okay. I want you to look up the Heartbeats and look up.
Is it a
1,000 miles away? Play it just for a little bit. Let's hear the people hear this. This was the guy Shep was from the Heartbeats, and this was a big song back in the '50s.
So you're having
that record too, but that was a monster record.
Are you having a nice day today, Robert? It's just quiet day.
I went out to breakfast today, then I went to a farmer's market and stocked up on fresh fruit.
Ooh, that's fun! I love that.
And I stopped by the house of three little children that adopted me to be their Poppy Robert and dropped the fruit off.
So happy Father's Day.
Happy Grandfather's Day hugs, and it was a great day.
That's wonderful. That's what we like to
hear.
And
thank you very much
doing.
For calling in. And we have your address.
Okay. Well, thank
you,
Robert.
Did you find the song
thank
a thousand miles away? Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Got it.
Take care.
All right, bye, Robert.
Play just for a...
Your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. On my knees every day.
That was Shep and the Heartbeats. Later came Shep and the Limelights. His first song was A Thousand Miles Away. It was a monster hit. Then they broke up, and then we came Daddy's Home. What did you
You know
want?
What, Tom? We didn't ask you what you did today for Father's Day before we go to the break.
You know, my kids actually bought me a movie gift certificate so we could all go see Wonder Woman.
Oh, my kids just saw that.
Yeah,
we were just there today. They loved the movie.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Both daughters. Yep. One from Atlanta, one from Philadelphia.
So you did go see it?
Yeah, we saw it early today. My daughter loved it. My two boys loved it. Wife loved it. I loved it. It was a really good movie.
Yeah. Good.
It's nice to see like a female action star out there, because my daughter just loves, you know, latches onto all of them. So
that's something. How
long were you from break?
We are 4 minutes, he said.
Okay.
Come back. Gary has things to tell us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about with Gary. He's going to talk about mobility and his mobility problems. He had a problem first time, which I was not surprised.
Well, it happens to the best of us.
And Chris, what did you do today?
Went to church.
Okay.
And
that's
then we
nice.
Went over to Lake County and spent some time with my father and my in-laws. And then I came to see you guys and spent time with you.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you.
Isn't he sweet?
So what'd you do, Michael? We
what
heard
did
what
I
you
do?
Did. What'd you do today?
I was good.
Okay.
I was very good. I listened to my wife the whole time, and I listened to her. Okay. Today, did I vacuum clean the house today?
No, that was yesterday.
I vacuum cleaned the rugs. Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
And then we went to see Dad.
I went to see my father, who's in a hospital.
Well, he's in assisted living
for a while.
Yeah. Trying to get stronger again.
Boy,
hey,
that's a story in itself.
A lot of people don't know.
That's a few reality
shows.
That's
a full reality show. Hey, Mike.
You got to give him a break. He's 95 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
He needs to give us a break.
Michael, I got to tell you something about age. I was riding to my CB meeting the other day, and I'm coming back, and I says, Pete, how old are you? And he goes, 93. I go, whoa.
We should all be so lucky to be them, and like them, right? And 93
does is shuffle.
And 95.
Yeah, he just shuffles his feet. That's the only thing. He
told my follow, when he can stand up and he can walk just a few steps, he can come home. So the doctor made a big mistake at the hospital. He said he can come home now. So we walked in. We said, you have to go to rehab. So all of a sudden he started up, and then he started up a course on me.
Our whole life story, everybody at the hospital knew.
No, at Michael Golder, I know him. I know him a long time.
I know how he operates.
I know he operates. He's
yelling at the top of his
told line. The doctors not to let me go home. I know how he operates. So the nurse says, I don't know who this Michael Golder is, but...
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, I don't know who this Michael Golder is.
But you have to get better.
I'm telling you now, you got to go to rehab because you can't even stand up yourself.
Jeez.
So when you can stand up, then you go home. And then the nurse makes a big mistake.
Right.
The nurse says, you're only going for 20 days.
Oh my
goodness gracious.
She acted like we were
so then we had another nurse come in and said, well, you know what? You only have to go start off 5 days. Oh, that I can live with. The 5 days I can live with.
Yeah, but what's the footnote to the story? Last night he told our friend Juanita, when she went to visit him, and he said, Lynn and Michael, they lied to me. They said, I'm only here for 5 days. Now I have to stay here for 20 days.
So the question is, we ask
nice
every time we go, can
too.
You stand up yet? Oh, I'm standing up. Can you walk? Absolutely, I can walk. The nurse says, he can't stand up yet. All right, we're going to break.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll talk on the other side to Mr. Gary Sinclair about mobility issues.
All right.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work friendly hours including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. People ask me, what's your name? I said, Michael. Well, tell me something. What's the name of your show? I said, Blind and Beyond. Well, what's beyond? I said, just what it stands. It's beyond blindness. Whatever it is, beyond.
Beyond. Whatever comes up.
Yeah. Whatever
comes
imagination. Up.
Blind
use
and
your
beyond.
Imagination.
That's why it's called
right.
Blind and Beyond. So now we want to discuss something. And by the way, you want to call in. You want to ask Gary any questions. The phone number is 407 894-1680. Gary, let's talk to you about mobility.
Let's talk, okay. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk about this one. Because, boy, I came up to be an idiot.
No.
I felt just inexperienced.
Don't say right. idiot.
Well, all right. First of all, can anybody believe that I was mad at Sheila Young? She told me. She says, Gary, we're going up to the convention. And
hey, Gary, she's listening to this podcast.
That's okay. She
it.
Knows. I discussed this with her because okay. we had a long discussion okay. after we got back.
All right, good, good.
No, she knows. And
tune in.
So we got. She told me before we left that she was Jason Goldfield was my roommate and Max, and she said Jason's gonna be busy. He's gonna be gone and doing. He's gonna do a lot of different things. He ain't gonna be around. And she says, and I got a lot of things that I got to do, and I ain't gonna be around either. So you know, you're gonna wing it. You know, you're gonna be on your own.
You have to be independent.
So I didn't believe. No, I says I figure I call Sheila. She'd come and get me, or I'll call. I was in my room. Everybody took off. Well, oh, it's first night. Well, I need to get down to the barbecue. Well, what I called Sheila. Is there somebody down there can come and get me and get barbecue? I don't know. Let me look. Let me see. That's all. Here I am. I'm in trouble now.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hearing your story, but yeah. I think this is all going to happen.
Okay.
Because Pennant Man and everything from the light. Is that
you
correct?
You taught Michael.
Absolutely.
Okay, now here's what you did wrong, and here's what I'm telling you. When you're telling people, I've been alone in hotels before.
Right.
And people have just dropped off at the hotel. I'm blind, okay? I had my own problems where you didn't listen to yourself.
To myself.
Well, it's the first thing you should do is one thing which we talk about all this show and all the time. You're supposed to ask.
I know.
Okay? So what you did in your mobility training is you didn't ask.
No.
Because if you would have the door, right?
I didn't get to that part. I didn't trust self.
Well, then you call up the lobby.
No
party. You call up the lobby. I would have called up the lobby.
I just was.
Wait, what do you mean you wouldn't call the front help?
I would call. I get out in the hallway. I'll find somebody. That's what I was trained to do. But I just let it down. I just let my confidence. And I says, man, I've done this stuff before. You know, so what I did
got
is I got nervous. And my ability's gone. Then I got mad at myself. When I got mad at myself, I felt bad for myself. And I said, I ain't going nowhere.
Wait, I got to interrupt you. I have to interrupt you.
All right, go ahead.
You went out there. Did you know which way the elevator was?
Yeah.
You did?
I didn't know. Okay, I knew which way to go.
Okay, the elevator. So all you had to do.
All I had to do.
Was
what
get
I did
yourself
is,
down the way. Is
right,
that correct?
Right. I'll tell you the truth now. Now, I got myself mad. I said I wasn't good. I going to stay in the room. And finally, I cooled off that night. I had a couple rum and cokes. And chilled out. Oh, I made a famous new drink, too.
That's funny.
I told y'all about doing a hamburger with the soap, you know, which I thought was mustard one time from a bottle. Well, I said, I'm going to make a drink. I'm ready for it. So I invented a new drink now.
Is that the
it's called
drink?
Mint, Listerine, and Coke.
gosh.
So there's a new invention. So I had me a couple drinks. I said, you know, thinking about it, I said, next bar, I'm going to get up. Now Jason's going to be out before me. I'll just get up after he goes out, and I'll get my shower. And I said, I'm going to go out this door, and I'm going to close, and I ain't going back to that room for the rest of the day. I don't care how
Gary,
I'm going to get around.
Gary,
what?
So you never got to the barbecue?
Oh, I got to the barbecue.
Well,
yeah, somebody came and got me.
Oh,
got me.
You call him on the phone?
Yeah, got me down there, yeah.
Good.
But
hey,
so the next
you're
day,
allowed to
well,
get nervous.
Now, I said, this is wrong. I am a radio host. I know my stuff. Everybody knows I know my stuff. I just haven't used that because I've been pampered. And now, but now hobby. You know, first I'm in a hallway. I got to take a left. I get down, and you go down 5-6 rooms, and you run into a wall because you can't go right because you got to take a left. Then I get down there so far, and then I go.
How'd you get down the elevator?
Oh, wait. I got there yet.
Oh.
So here's my other. Now I got to, what I got to do. I got to use my listening skills and my thinking skills. I put all that together again now. So I got down so far, and then all of a sudden, I could tell, because Michael has window a little bit, he can tell, but I have, and I can hear the room opening up bigger, the hallway getting bigger. It's like a little lobby area. Ah, I'm going to be an elevator around. Hello, is anybody out there? I'm here. You work here? Yeah. I said, can you show me where the elevator is, please? Now I'm using my cells. Now I'm asking.
You're asking, right.
So I says, you know what? Thank you for getting me to the elevator. I says, you know, I'm not familiar with the elevator so much. I'm on the second floor. And you could put the number one to get down to first floor. She said, I'll just write it down with you. So well, thank
oh, it's
you
very nice.
Very,
very nice.
Very much.
Nice.
Yeah, thank
that's
you,
what
people.
Happens to me.
I'm using my skills now.
Yep.
So now I step out the door. Okay, what I do? I'm using my listening skills once again. I go, people, not to, nope, there's no one down, straight ahead, no, nothing straight. Over to my about, I'd say about 10 o'clock, there's a group of people over that way. Well, just get my cane and start back and forth, when to do, you know, my cane. I head toward a group of people. I listen to a voice, I know I'm right up close to the person. I go, hello, Miss Gary Sinclair, glad to meet you. What's your name? Have you heard of the Blind and Beyond radio show before? Oh, you have me give you a flyer. Let me tell you a little bit about our show. So I did that. I did my introductions. Oh, and another time, down there, here's another skill for you to do, which I used to do at the VA. When I used to go there, when I got the chimney, it takes me now. But I go there, and I need to get to another building. What you do is, I was ready to load lunches up, and I just stood there. And you know what? You can stand there and look stupid for about 2 minutes. You know what? Someone can come up and say, hey, can I help you get somewhere? Yes, I can. Give me a sandwich. Well, gee, hang on. I'll take you right to the hospitality room, and we'll get you a ham sandwich and then a Coke. Well, thank you very much. After you get there and done there, is anybody going to this workshop, a certain workshop? Yeah, okay, hey, let's go to the workshop.
Hey, now you're doing talking.
I'm
good.
Talking. I'm using my, and right now,
and you're not being too much for help.
I'm into it now. I just lost my, I hadn't done it so long, you know. I know what to do, but I just hadn't done it.
It's hard to do, Gary.
So, yeah, especially when you're, well, Michael and I have both discussed. He's gone to conventions too with Lynn and stuff, but he's walked around too with his, and you know,
I'm sighted, and you could get killed those canes at the conventions.
Most.
Everybody's just back and forth, and it's look out.
20% of blind people are the ones that are blind. 8% have some vision.
I got tripped, fell down.
So going down there and hitting other people with canes, and might hit ankles a little bit. You know, we all take it in stride. And there's a lot of other people just as lost as I am that they're totally fine. But we ask and get around and use our skills. Mm-hmm. So it will. An odd situation thing? Yes. Put it bluntly, but...
I'm glad you finally used your skills. Well, by the way, you're listening to NBO Show. This is our host, Michael. And this is the show that's catered to the visually and blind audience. You are listening as well as the sighted, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind.
And I want to say, I want to give out a thank to Greg Lindbergh for me. I had literature passed out, and he didn't even go on these stuff. He knew a lot more people than I did. And I had literature in Braille, which he knew more blind people than I did, that he handed that out to. So thank you, Greg, for helping me out. And you know what was really cool? Greg has known me on here a long time. I'm down there where they're selling products, you know, all that stuff. And he goes, Gary, is that? He says, that's Glenberg. He says, I've heard you on the radio, and I knew the voice. I said, so. Aww. And that's how we met there. So that was actually the first time I met
Greg. Hey, folks. Greg's been a guest
host.
Hey,
folks. Yeah. Folks in Ocoee, Florida, you know you're blessed. You are blessed because there's now a company called, it's a lab, a special lab. It's called Any Lab Test Now. That's right. Remember that name, Any Lab Test Now. Okay, remember it. It's only in Ocoee. Go there. If you need lab work, that's the place to go. If you need lab work, it's a special lab. It's out in like maybe, 12, 15 minutes, Tom Sheldon? Yeah. So don't forget, Any Lab Test Now. That's right. That's the place to go. If you need lab work, go to Any Lab Test Now. That's the place to go. And we're ready to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up the second hour. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.